Today's sermon by Elder is How to Live a Meaningful Life.
Let's do our recent tradition, so we all stand up and greet each other with a holy handshake.
We are not doing it ourselves. Holy handshake. So do you want them to stand up and down?
Okay, please sit down. Good morning. 你们好.
Very happy to be able to share with you today.
很高兴今天能够跟大家一起分享。
Particularly happy because quite a few of our young people are back for the Thanksgiving break.
我特别高兴看到许多年轻的 弟兄姐妹 在感恩节的时候回来。
And I'm happy also my family can join me. This is a very special time for me too.
我也 觉得今天特别有意义，因为我的家人也跟我在一起。
I will just kind of warn you from the onset.
我 先要警告你。
This sharing today will be a little different from the usual tradition.
今天的分享会跟平常的 讲到有点不太一样。 就是在形式上有点不一样。
Don't be surprised.
如果 你看到什么特别的东西，不要吃惊。
And actually, part of the sharing will not be translated. It will be the words will be on the screen, and we will be have music accompany the illustration and the narration.
那有一部分的 有一部这个讲到可能 不适合翻译，所以会有音乐。
So if some of you have difficulty understanding the content, you can ask the person next to you to tell you what it is about.
如果 这里面的英文有一些 对你来讲比较困难的话，你可以问旁边的弟兄姐妹。
I don't know how many of you have been helped by the decision seminar from last weekend.
我不晓得有多少位弟兄姐妹来参加这个 做抉择的这个seminar.
Before I forget, I just want to let you know I did get a few additional books from the speaker, from the professor. They are signed copy. I think I have about three more. If some of you still want that, I'll have about three of them available. Also, there will be one copy which I will give to Margaret, and you'll be in the library. And if you don't want to buy it, still want to read it, you can borrow it from the library.
我们还有几本，就是那个教授所写的书，如果你们还想买的话，他也有亲自签名，然后他也给了我们教会图书馆一本，交给李云。
Do you remember what the last week topic was in our sermon?
你记不记得上个礼拜的这个讲到的题目是什么？
Some of you who are not here, the topic shared by Professor Meader was how to live a miserable life.
那他的 Meaders 教授的讲题是说如何过一个惨痛的人生。Today
is very special because it is a Thanksgiving weekend. It's a follow-up week on the seminar, and also this is a missions emphasis weekend.
这个今天是特别的日子，因为今天是感恩节，接下来的第一个礼拜天。 而且今天也是我们教会的宣教主日。So
I try to put all of them together to make it meaningful.
所以我试着把这些东西弄在一起，使得他们更有意义。The
topic actually is a continuation of last week's theme.
其实我今天所要讲的就是连续从上个礼拜Meaders教授所讲的。Last
week's theme was a pessimistic viewpoint.
上个礼拜他所说的是从比较悲观的 论点来看,
teaching us not what to do in our life.
告诉我们不要做什么事情,
especially related to our day in, day out decisions in life.
尤其是关系到我们每天的生活的事情。
But this time we're going to share the positive side of life.
今天我们从比较正面的观点来看。
What we can do, including out in a day in day out decision, so then we can live a meaningful life.
看我们在日常生活里面，我们能够做些什么事情，使得我们的生活更为有意义。
Last week, the example was Abraham's nephew Lot.
上个礼拜的例子是亚伯兰的侄子罗德。
Today I'm sharing with you about the life of Joseph.
今天我要跟各位分享约瑟的生活、生命。
Jacob's son, one of the 12 sons of Jacob.
雅各的十二个儿子里面的一个。
Today we have read two scripture verses.
今天我们读了两段经文。
Actually, one of them was not listed. Was a very long Bible reading.
其实还有一段我们没有读，那是很长的一段。
I was glad in a way Jerry didn't put it on the bulletin because we did start reading that we would take the rest of this hour or so.
我很高兴Jerry 没有把那段经文放进来，因为如果我们整段经文读完的话，那我们就做完礼拜了。
You probably realize Bible is a book of many narratives.
你知道在圣经里面有许多讲叙述性的故事。
As Moses in the book of Genesis, in the book of Deuteronomy, and also Pauline's letter, the Bible is telling us why the Bible recorded all that had happened in the past, especially involving real family and real people.
因为尤其甚至在保罗的书信里面也提到为什么圣经里面有许多叙述性的故事，尤其是关于许多真实的人物。事情的事情。
The Bible tells us that the reason is so that we can learn from the experiences, from the experiences, so that we know what to do and what not to do.
因为神要我们从圣经里面这些故事，圣经的故事里面来学习，什么是应该做，什么是不应该做的。
Now, I like all of you when you have a chance after you get home today or for the next week, read Genesis chapter 37 to 30 to chapter 50.
我希望各位有时间今天回去以后，从创世纪第37章到50章，细细的读一遍。
For some of you already know the story, we will refresh your memory of some of the details.
也许你们大部分人都已经要知道这一段经文的故事，但是你们可以再读一遍，也许有一些新的看见。
The author found that Joseph's life is so important that it devoted 14 chapters of the book of Genesis.
你可以看到
talk about his life experience.
约瑟的生命，约瑟的一生其实是很重要，在整本圣经里面，在创世纪有一共有14章来记述约瑟的。
So today we will try to learn from Joseph's journey, and hopefully we can learn from his journey and his life that we can find principle and find wisdom that are helpful in our own life's journey as a Christian.
所以我们希望从约瑟的一生的故事里面，我们可以学习到做一个基督徒我们在我们的生命里面如何做我们做抉择，使得我们生命能够更为有意义。
We are talking about decision making last weekend.
上个星期我们在讨论这个如何做抉择。
But you all know that decision is very important because it influences how we live and it affects the consequences of our life.
也知道这些抉择是很重要，因为对我们一生的影响很大。
But as a Christian, in terms of having the wisdom to make good decision rather than bad decision, we have to have some requirement that we first obtain, like we call prerequisite. Just like going to university, you need to fill a certain prerequisite before you can be admitted.
但是我们知道要做明智的抉择我们需要有一些先决的条件。
The prerequisite is that we need first to be transformed.From a old worldview before we know Christ, before we understand what to be a believer to change it to a new worldview in our life.
那就是我们这个先决的条件，就是我们要从过去还不是基督徒之前，我们的世界观啊转换成啊成为基督徒以后，这个属于基督徒的这种新的世界观。
As a part, as our professor mentioned, last time, what is worldview? Worldview is basically the basic core value of life. What we think is important and what we think is not important in our life.
那所谓的世界观就是我们自己觉得这个核心的一些条这个 core value。我们觉得什么是重要，什么是重要的，什么是不重要的。
What is important to you, you will try very hard to do, try very hard to obtain. What is not important to you, you don't really care.
如果对你很重要的，你会会很努力的去做。如果不重要的，也许你根本就不管。
So I like to draw a parallel between our, you know, individual Christian journey versus that of what we learn about Joseph's life, a person who lived some 4,000 years ago.
所以也许我们可以做个对比，我们今天的世界，今天的生活，跟4000年前约瑟的生命。
I don't know how far I can get in my sharing today, but I'm going to give you the summary from the very onset.
我不晓得我今天能够讲多少，但是我可以先给你这个摘要。
First of all, I'd like to share with you about the four biblical truths.
首先我要让你看四个圣经上面所提的真理。
First of all, as I mentioned, our core value and worldview are very important.
我刚刚讲的我们的世界观跟我们的这个价值观非常重要。
But in order to get that transformation of change of core value and life, first of all, we have to recognize the truth number one is that we have to recognize that we are sinful in nature.
但首先我们知道，我们必须认识一点，就是我们是活在罪身之中。
And we have to know our own human limitation.
我们必须要知道我们人的有限。
And in order to move on to be transformed.To be meaningful in our outlook and in our life, we have also have to accept a God who created us and cares for us.
但是我们如果要有一个有意义的人生，要得到这个我们整个人的人生观的转换，我们必须要了解神。
If you don't think a human is sinful, just ask parents who have young kids.
如果你不觉得你不了解人的罪性的话，你就问一下这个年轻的父母，他们有小的小孩子。
From the time they're 1 year older, you know how they behave.
你从他们
in terms of training.
从他们小的时候，你就可以看到他们的这个人的罪性。
How smart they can be even at a very young age. Smart in terms of being selfish, wanting.What they want.
从小，人从小就可以很聪明，很自私。
And number two, we have to acknowledge that our life is in God's hand.
我们必须认识我们的生命是在神的手中。
Because God cares for each one of us, He wants to know our details in life.
因为神喜欢我们。所以他要了解我们生活里面的每一个点滴。
Just like parents taking care of children.
就像父母亲照顾小孩婴儿一样。
The children may not know it, but they are in their parents' mind all the time, every step. And especially when they get to 2 or 3 years old, they run around in seconds, you know, don't know where they have gone.
也许这些小孩子不知道，但是他们在父母亲的心中经常的不断在父母亲的心中。
So a Christian life, you also involve accepting that God is looking after our life too.
所以作为一个基督徒，我们需要知道，神经常不断的在看顾我们。
We have to accept that He is the providence because Even though we have gone through trial, difficulty, and temptation so far, He always is there with us.
我们要了解神是一个供应者，虽然我们会经过不同的试炼跟困难，但是他经常不断的在看过我们。
The third truth is that a meaningful life without a transformation.
一个第三点就是有意义的人生，就是包含了一个转换。
Well, will in a way is an our attitude about life. If you don't have the proper attitude about life, you cannot be happy.
就是把我们的态度转换过来，我们对世界观的态度转换过来。
But the Bible tells us a very important principle, and that is this transformation involving from a selfish nature to a serving type of mindset.
但是圣经里面教导我们，这个转换就是从一个自私的心态转换成一个愿意服侍的心态。
You have heard of the phrase, "It is more blessed, to give than to receive."
你听过说施比受更有福。
This is Thanksgiving time, and Christmas time will be coming. These are all in the same kind of themes for this time of the year.
在一年的这个时候，从感恩节到圣诞节，我们可以感觉到这个就是主题。
The various stages of Joseph's life will be kind of compared in parallel to all this principle in a way I try to share with you.
约瑟的生命就是这个四我刚刚所提的这个四点的一种阐述。
We are all in different stages of our life.
我们都在一生的不同的过程里面。
For the young people, some of you may be in the early stage of Joseph when he was 17.
你们如果你很年轻的话，也许就像约瑟17岁的时候。
For some of us who are middle age, we're going to a different stage.
你如果中年的，也是在不同的时期。
But hopefully, when we get to the fourth truth, and that is to the end of our life, we will find that our life has been meaningful to us and to God.
我希望当我们到了年老的时候，你会发现说你的生命是有意义的。
This meaningfulness doesn't mean that you become a millionaire.
这不一定表示说你成为一个百万富豪。
You become very well known this world and won the Nobel Prize.
或者是变成很有名，得了诺贝尔奖。
But in your reflection in your life, you find out that a lot of people has been blessed because of you.
但是当你回忆你过去，你如果能够感觉到有许多的人因为你而得到祝福，那么你的生命就很有意义。
You also fulfill God's purpose in your life by honoring Him.
同时，你也实现了神在你生命上面的计划，你能够遵从他。
So I will be sharing the four stages of Joseph's life in comparison.
所以我要跟各位分享约瑟的生命的四个时期。
First, his stage of ignorance, innocence, and selfishness.
第一个就是在他年轻的时候，小的时候，他的无知，他的自私。
The second stage when he can see God's provision and providence in his life.
那第二个时期就是看到神给他的一些供应。
How he has protected him, have saved him.
神如何保护他，如何拯救他
？In the meantime, has transformed him.
同时也改变了他。
The first day of his life is when he went through temptation and trial.
第三个时期就是他透过这种试炼跟试探。
But in the process, we also notice that he has transformed from a selfish teenager to a mature adult.Who wants to provide service rather than thinking about himself all the time?
但是在那个时期，我们也看到他已经转换了，他从一个自私的人，已经变成一个他愿意付出、愿意服侍的一个人。
And in the last stage of his life, you also can find out the accomplishments that he has obtained.
那在最后的一个时期，我们看到他也有很好的成就。
And how he has helped.And save a lot of people, including his own family.
他如何拯救了许多人，包括他自己 the 家境.
So I'm going to share with you now the stages of Joseph's life and also have some fun together about his life.
所以我想我们现在就来享受一下约瑟的一生的
So we all turn to Genesis chapter 37. We'll just first read the first four verses.
我们就读 创世纪第37章, 也许从 前面四节
Jacob lived in the land where his father had stayed in the land of Canaan. This is the account of Jacob. Joseph, a young man of 17, was tending the flocks with his brothers, the son of Bilhah and sons of Zilpah, his father's wife. And he brought their father a bad report about them. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons. He has 12 sons. Because he had been born to him in his old age, and he made a richly ornamented robe for him. And when his brothers saw that the father loved him more than any of them, they hated him and could not speak a kind word to him.
创世纪第37章从第一节开始，我们看到雅各住在迦南地，就是他父亲寄居的地。约瑟雅各的纪律如下：约瑟17岁，与他哥哥们一同牧羊。他是个童子，与他父亲的妾比拉、西伯的儿子们常在一处。约瑟将他哥哥们的恶行报给他们的父亲。以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的种子，因为约瑟是他年老生的。 他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们，就恨约瑟不与他说和睦的话。The
Bible told us that Joseph was 17 years old at that time.
我们从圣经看到，那个时候约瑟只有17岁。He
was the second of the last for the 12 sons.
他是12个儿子里面最后第二个。
And because, as the Bible said, because at the time of his birth, and because he was one of the youngest one, he was particularly in favor in his father's eye.
我们知道雅各特别喜爱约瑟。
So at 17, he became a self-focused, a proud and arrogant and overly protected son.
所以在他17岁的时候，他是一个很骄傲、很自大、自以为是的一个年轻人。But
you know this kind of inequality in human within even within the same family produce problem.
但是其实我们知道在普通的家庭里面，就像这种事情常常会有问题的。Because
of this, because of the byproduct of human sinful nature, then under this kind of an environment, we find jealousy, we find envy, we find hateful thoughts to the point that even the idea of murdering somebody came in mind.
我们可以看见这种事情会导致仇恨，导致自私仇恨，甚至会产生谋杀。
As you remember the very first murder in the biblical history.
你记得在圣经里面所记载第一个谋杀是什么事情吗？
Abel versus Cain.
就是亚伯杀该隐。
Why he killed his father?
为什么他杀了他的弟兄呢？
Well, I believe it represents one of these byproducts of sinful nature of human being.
就是因为这个我们人的罪性的一个结果。
You know, in the story of Joseph's life, dreams become a very important part of the story.
在约瑟的一生的故事里面，这个梦是一个很重要的部分。I
elected to share with you about a few dreams.
我要跟各位分享有几个梦。And
I want to illustrate to you in terms of a musical.
我要用歌舞剧的形式来描述。
The reason I did, I find this the composer of this musical has been a very human and touchy in terms of explaining it. what is happening about the dream, and also I like the music. I like, hope you like it too.
我觉得我很喜欢这个音乐，我也觉得这个作者把这件事情描述得非常真实。
As you remember, Joseph was very selfish, so he thought about himself all the time.
你记得在这个时候，约瑟非常自私，他总是想到他自己。
He was given a beautiful, colorful coat by his father.
他的父亲给了一件彩衣。
Chinese has a word, has a phrase that said, 日有所思。啊，日有所思，梦日同睡，是吗？ Remember what I'm saying? What you think about all the time, the daytime, you dream about at night. That's what Joseph was doing. He's dreaming so much about himself. So his dream, his initial dream, is all about himself.
所以我们知道日有所思，夜有所梦，约瑟就是这样，他经常的想到他自己，所以他晚上做梦也想到他自己。He's trying to load it.
Yeah, it's meaningful only if you look at the words. Of course, the music you may not be able to hear too well, but the wording tells you what he was singing about. This is describing about the dream of Moses, of the dream of Joseph himself.
Okay, the next
His
one.
His first two dreams. Okay. Now, the first part is his brother saying something about him. Second part, so it's a conversation between himself and his brothers who were very jealous, of him.
But if he's right all along, on the wall. In that Joseph Sunday suit, rise above us all. Echo a sea of the streams, we brothers do not know. But one thing we are sure about, the dreamer, dreamer, the dreamer, dreamer, the dreamer.
Okay,
you got a story? 所以你们了解这个故事了啊?
So now, when you continue to read the chapter 37 to the latter part of the chapter, you will find out that one day Jacob sent Joseph out to his brothers.
所以你们如果继续读 创世纪37篇后面的经文，你就知道有一天雅各把约瑟送到他哥哥中间。
And they were grazing the flocks, you know, quite far away from home, actually.
他的哥哥们在离家很远的地方牧羊。
And so he went to meet his brother.
所以他去找他的哥哥们。
But when they saw him, the jealous got even worse.
结果他们相见了以后，这个他的哥哥们对他的嫉妒心更为强烈。
You're wondering, you know, Joseph, what have you been doing? We're working so hard, raising our sheep and livestock, and you just having a good time at home.
他们说，我们在这边辛苦的牧羊，做苦工，结果你就是在家里面享福。So
his brothers wanted to kill him, get rid of him.
所以他的哥哥们想要把他杀掉。As
you just heard in the song, they want to let him go. He has to go.
他们要把他除掉。So
they found a big cistern in the Israelite time, a big natural limestone type of cave-like cavity for holding water, preserving water.
所以他们找到一个坑，想要把他丢在里面。
But because of the season at that time, it was dry, there was no water there. So they just dumped him over there.
这本来是储水的一个坑,但是他们那个时候因为是干燥的季节,所以没有水,里面没有水。
They were going to let him die.
他们要把他丢在坑里面,让他就在里面死掉。
But as you read further on, one of the two older brothers, Reuben and Judah, they have some change of their heart.
但是你如果继续读的话，你可以看到他这个里面有两个哥哥，刘便跟犹大，他们有一点改变心意。
It just happened that at that time is a tribe of what they call Bodian people or Ishmaelites. They were kind of people who did trading with spies and probably slaves too, and they will bring spies from Arabia area and over to different part, including Egypt.
就在那个时候，很巧的，就有一伙米甸的以斯玛利人从基列来，他们就是从商的，做生意的人。
So they decided, well, maybe they will just sell Joseph to them.
所以他们决定说，也许我们就把约瑟卖给这个以斯玛利人，因为他们也是买卖奴隶的人。
So this started the second stage of Joseph's life.
所以就开始了约瑟生命的第二个节期。
He was taken to Egypt and he was sold as a slave to a very important person, a person who is the captain of the guard under Pharaoh.
他就被卖成奴隶，作为埃及一个非常重要的一个官的奴隶。
Now, a lot of time, God saved us as Christians because there are things, because of the Holy Spirit, that kind of influence us when we start thinking about our life, thinking about the meaning of life, the purpose of life. That is how salvation comes in a Christian life.
很多时候我们成为一个基督徒，是因为圣灵感动我们，让我们开始思想生命的意义。
I'm sure all of us Christians here have gone through experience of life, so why we became a Christian.
我相信, 我们做基督徒的每一个人都会有时候会想到为什么我会变成一个基督徒。
God's providence give us that opportunity.
神的供应给我们机会。
He also given us free will to choose, to make decisions.
他也给我们自由的意志来做选择。
But we are thankful that in Joseph's story, we can tell that he has a plan for Joseph's life, even though Joseph did not know it until later.
但从约瑟一生的故事里面，我们可以看到即使约瑟自己不知道，但是神在他的生命里面有他的计划。
Now I'll share with you a little bit about Joseph's reflection when he was down in the pit.
所以我们可以，我现在跟各位分享约瑟当他在这个坑里面他所想的事情，他在坑里面他在想什么。
Even though the Bible didn't tell us a lot what he was thinking about, but I think the poet and the musician gave us some idea about his feelings through musical.
虽然圣经没有详细的记载他在这段时间他在想什么，但是这段歌舞剧告诉，从这段歌舞剧里面我们可以猜想有什么事。
His father at home was weeping. To the living. So he was sold to Potiphar.
所以约瑟被卖给埃及的护卫长波提法。
You know, this stage of Joseph's life showed that he has to go through very significant amount of temptation, also many trials.
在约瑟的这一段生命里面，他必须经过非常严重的一些考验、一些试探。
As you know, remember he was only around 17 years old.
他差不多在他不久以前才刚刚17岁。
But he was very capable.
但是他很有能力。
I'm sure he must be really hardworking because he was really promoted to the point that he was given in charge of everything that Potiphar has.
我相信他一定是很有能力的，因为而且他也是很努力工作的人，所以他卖给波提法不久，他就被提升到波提法手这个所有的这个奴隶里面的头。
The Bible said Potiphar put him in charge of everything except his meals. He didn't want him to do anything about what he eats.
他们约瑟就是波提法把所有一切事情的管理都交给约瑟，除了他自己的食物以外。
The temptation came when Potiphar's wife became very interested in him.
但是这个试探来的，因为波提法的妻子。
The Bible told us, day in and day out, she tried to entice him.
所以，在圣经里面，我们看到说，这个波提法的妻子，经常的，以目送情给约瑟。
These are very, very down-to-earth human experiences we all have to go through. Maybe not in this particular area, but this is obvious. One of very important part of trial and what they call the testing of human nature, the sinful human nature.
但是这是一个很写实的人性的一段故事。
This involves sexual attraction.
这是包括了这个在性上面的一种吸引。
But you know the Chinese talk about four vices.
但是中国人讲到说人有四个弱点。
嫖赌淫趣。
嫖赌淫，what is
cheating？Sex, gambling, drunkenness, and smoking pot or taking drugs.
吸鸦片。
These are really common vices that we can read about. Within our own cultural history,
这种这些人性的弱点，其实在我们自己的文化里面，我们也都看得很清楚。The
opium war started because of the last vice.
鸦片就是从最后面这四个里面最后面一点开始。
But from the very beginning, men already dealing with those kind of temptation.
从历史一开始。 人就一直在对付这四个问题。
Adam and Eve sinned because of eating the forbidden fruit.
亚当跟夏娃他们犯了罪，因为他们吃了禁果。
The Bible said that it looks good, and that Satan tempted them that you know eating that will make you wise, maybe wise like God, to be like God.
因为圣经里面记载说，这个禁果看起来很好看，结果撒旦就引诱他们说，你们吃了也许就会跟神一样聪明。We
also read in Old Testament about the history of Noah after the flood. He was drunk at one time.
我们也从圣经读到，到洪水之后，挪亚有一次喝醉了酒。Bad
things came out of that.
结果有一些不好的事情就发生了。
We learn about Samson.
我们也读到参孙的故事。
We learn about David.
大卫的故事。
But at this time, Joseph was able to overcome the temptation.
但是在这个时候，约瑟 他很聪明，他能够克服这种试探。
But you know, in spite of that, he was put in jail.
但是虽然他克服了试探，他却被关在监牢里面。
If you read the story, go home in detail. He was put in jail because Potiphar's wife was trying to put the blame on him.
但他结果他被放在监狱里面，因为波提法的妻子陷害了他。
So Joseph made the right decision at that time because he honored his master and he honored God.
但是约瑟做了一个明智的抉择，因为他尊敬他的主人，他尊敬神。
But you learned from last week's seminar that making a good decision doesn't necessarily give you an immediate good result that you can see.
但是我们从上周的研讨会，我们知道，即使你做了一个明智的抉择，并不保证你马上会得到一个好的结果，在人看来好的结果。
From the estimation of the period in the Genesis, most people believe that Joseph must have been in jail for maybe even up to 12 years total, serving jail.
研究圣经的人，他们说约瑟被波提法的妻子陷害以后，也许他在监牢里面关了12年之久。
I'll elaborate more when you go further up. This is some hint the Bible gave us about his age.
也许因为圣经里面有一些关于约瑟的年纪的记载，所以他们猜测大概关了12年之久。
So this is a training period for Joseph.
所以在这段时间是约瑟的一个训练的时期。
But in spite of the fact that he was in jail, he was faithful to God. He was aware of God's presence.
但是虽然他被关在监牢里面，但是他感觉到神与他同在。
And God was blessing him.
神祝福他。
In this kind of environment.
神甚至在他在监牢里面的时候还祝福他。
Remember the phrase that our speaker talked about last time?When you are in difficulty after you make a decision, do not believe that you have made the wrong decision, but you should bloom where you are.
他说，你记得从上周的研讨会里面，这个教授他讲到说，即使你做了决定以后，你如果在受苦，不要想说你做了错误的决定，而是你要在这个痛苦的时期里面，能够像开花一样，能够自己找出一个好的途径。
So the story goes that he became a prison master. He was in charge of all the prisoners.
所以圣经的故事告诉我们，约瑟在监狱里面，他就变成监狱里面的头。
So some of the impression we can get from Joseph is that while he was in prison, his worldview was transformed.
所以当他在监狱里面的时候，他的人生观他的世界观就转换了。
He was no longer a dreamer, a teenager thinking about himself all the time.
他不再是一个做梦的人。
But instead, he started to interpret dreams for the benefits of others.
结果他不仅是他不再是做梦的人，他反而变成是一个能够解梦的人。
Now there were two.People who were along with him in the jail.
在那个时候，有一些人跟他都在监狱里面。
One was the cupbearer, and one was the baker for Pharaoh.
有一个是酒政，一个是膳长，就是埃及法老王的酒政跟膳长。
For some reason, they were both put in jail for something they did.
不晓得为了什么原因，这个酒政跟膳长都被关在监狱里面。
And I think by that time, Joseph has been in jail probably already around 10 years or so.
在那个时候，也许约瑟已经在监狱里面过了十年左右。
And both of these people have their own dreams.
但是这两个人
，the cupbearer and the baker, they both have dreams.
这两个人同夜各做了一个梦，就是这个酒政跟膳长各做了一个梦。
This dream I'm going to leave it for you to read in the Bible later.
那我想你们可以自己读圣经，看这个梦里面是什么。
But Joseph predicted one of them will be, after he got out, Pharaoh will be taking that person out of jail.
但是约瑟告诉他们说，这个梦，其中一个，也许就会被提出监狱。
But even both of them will be taken out of jail because of a special occasion of Pharaoh's life. One of them will be killed and executed.
他们被提出监狱监牢，是因为法老有一个特别的事情，但是其中一个会被处死。
One of them will be reinstated in Pharaoh's service.
另外一个会在法老面前蒙恩，他恢复到他以前的职位。
And the one that was executed was the baker.
这个被处死的就是这个膳长。
But the cupbearer was reinstated.
酒正被复职了。
So before he left prison, he told the baker, he said, after you have gone out, because my interpretive dream, told me that you'll be reestablished, your life will be saved. So when you get out and serve Pharaoh again, remember me, I'm still in prison.
那约瑟跟这个酒正说，你如果在法老面前蒙恩复职，那么你要记得我，因为是我帮你解梦。
The Bible said, the Lord was with Joseph.
The what?
The Lord was with Joseph. The Bible says,
圣经说,
the Lord was with Joseph.
神与约瑟同在。
And after the baker was out of jail, he was still serving, and he continued to serve in the jail faithfully.
结果酒正被提出监牢以后，约瑟仍然在监狱里面，但是他还是忠心的服侍。
Lo and behold, at this time, the Pharaoh had two dreams.
结果酒正忘了他，但是不久以后，法老自己做梦，他有两个梦。
It has been 2 years now since the cupbearer has left the prison.
这个是过了两年以后的事情。
The Pharaoh tried to find somebody to interpret his dreams.
法老希望找一个人能够帮他解梦。
Oh, the cupbearer said, oh, I remember.
所以这个酒正才想到说，我记起来了。
2 years ago, I know this person, Joseph. He told me about my dream.
我记得两年前。 有一个犹太的年轻人，他帮我解了梦。
And it happened exactly what he said and told me about me.
那这个他所告诉我的就跟后来发生的完全一样。
I think he will be able to help you.
他说，我想他能够帮助你。
So now we're going to give you another musical. Pharaoh is going to tell about his dream, and Joseph is going to interpret his dream.
所以我们再听一下这个音乐。 这个约瑟会帮法老解梦。For
some of you, don't feel surprised, but it will be some kind of Elvis Presley type of music in this. Okay, so that's the story of Pharaoh and Joseph's answer.
所以这是法老跟约瑟的故事。
So, because of time, I cannot tell you the whole story.
所以因为时间的关系，我不能告诉你整个故事的过程。
I hope to, if it works out, I try to continue this in a couple of weeks and finish the rest of the story.
也许两个礼拜以后，我们可以继续讲这个故事，把它讲完。
But some of you are anxious to find out what happened after that. You can read Genesis for the rest of Genesis.
但是你如果想早一点知道的话，你可以。 从创世纪接下来几章读出来。
I hate to have to stop it at this time of the narrative, but because of the this is a lengthy story, so we will continue next time. But to end this sharing, I'd like to reinforce the idea about this narrative again that I'd like to share with you today.
我想我们再回顾一下我们今天开始的时候所讲的四个重要的重点。This
is a very important week because it's a Thanksgiving week in this country. People want to give thanks because of They have a warm home to be in, they have food to eat, and in spite of the all the difficulty, God, there are a lot of people struggling, but God protected those who believe in Him.
但是因为这一段时间是感恩节，我们有家，有温暖的家，有食物但是有些人遭遇到还是有困难，但是神与他们同在。
But we have gone through only two stages of Joseph's life.
我们今天只看了约瑟生命的两个过程，两个阶段。
More we can learn from his life.
但是我们他生命里面还有更多的地方我们可以学习的。
I hope that by sharing this today, that we will refresh our memory again about, you know, how we became Christian. For those who are searching, a meaningful life comes only if we have established a proper worldview.
希望借着今天的这个故事，我们可以回顾我们自己如何成为基督徒，我们成为基督徒的过程。也许我们可以找到一个更有意义的生命。
Well, I hope you'll continue to pray for one another this time and this season, especially with next month Christmas coming, a lot of activity.
我希望我们能够彼此代祷，尤其在这段忙碌的时间。
That this is the time to serve.
在这段时间就是我们应该彼此服侍的时候。
This is the time to relate, to help others and help those in need.
是彼此有关系帮助那些需要的人。
After the service today, and after about 10 minutes break or so, then my son and I will be sharing with you about a trip to West Africa that we took last month.
今天崇拜以后，在主日学的时间，我儿子跟我会与各位分享我们上个月到西非，非洲的西部。
Because this is a mission emphasis weekend, so we want to have a little
time for that. 因为今年是这个宣教周，所以我们就用这个机会来与各位分享我们到非洲的经验。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for taking care of us, especially this season.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你在经常不断的在照顾我们，尤其是在这段时间。
I pray that you will give us a thankful and heart and be to develop a well-being that we should be content with where you put us.
赐给我们一颗感恩的心，让我们能够有一个正确的人生观，让我们经常的能够满足。
I pray for every one of us here and our families.
我们为在座的每一位以及他们的家人祷告。
That you continue to give us wisdom and guide us in our life in making decisions in our life.
给我们智慧领导我们走我们人生的路。
And look up for you for guidance.
让我们也能够经常仰望你，求你赐给我们带领我们。
We ask in Christ's name. Amen.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名来求。